This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
This is the Hollywood Raw Podcast, hosted by entertainment veteran Dax Holt and street journalist Adam Glenn.
Welcome to the Hollywood Raw Podcast. I'm Dax Holt, joined by Adam Glenn, my really good friend. Can I call you that?
That's really nice.
I know. You're my good friend, buddy. I mean, you don't ever invite me over to your house for like dinner or anything, but I still figure we're still good friends, yeah?
Very nice. Yeah. I mean, we're in different sides of the country.
Oh, there is that.
I'd hang out with you if you're closer. And then when we're together, it's weird, right?
It is kind of weird. Like, I'm so used to you on the other side of the screen. Whatever. All right. Anyway, we'll talk about our problems later. But thank you guys for joining us on the Hollywood Raw Podcast. Today is our weekly Raw Rundown. Get you caught up on everything going on in entertainment news. We like to get you in, out, and we're going to try to do that today because for the last couple of weeks, I think we've dragged on to 50 minutes, an hour to do a freaking rundown. We used to do this in 20 minutes. We're going to try our best to dial it back in. So I'm going to read one review today because we need to go. All right. This review is from CL Curtis 56, fun pod, 5-star, heard y'all on Juicy Scoop, and it was so fun. Came over and downloaded a bunch of old episodes, enjoying all the inside scoop. Love it. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for taking the time to leave that review. All right, Adam, let's do this.
Yes, let's do our top 10 stories of the week, starting with number 10, Dax.
Number 10, Panic at the Disco is ending after nearly two decades. They are disbanding. But the problem is, how do you disband a band that's like really just kind of one dude? But Brendan Urie announced that he's going to be taking a break. Basically, his wife is pregnant with their first child. And so he said, I'm going to bring this chapter of my life to an end and put the focus on and my energy on my family kind of moving forward. I guess there is kind of like one last tour that they're going to be doing. And it's a, The post said the band's upcoming European tour for the 2022 album Viva Las Vengeance will be its last. Okay, so he's going to tour Europe and then be done. But I just thought this was funny because he's the only remaining member of Panic at the Disco, like the original members. Everyone else has kind of joined it. So, I mean, and did you really know anyone else besides Brendan Urie from that band?
I didn't even know Brendan Urie, but... No, I did actually. I knew who Brendan Urie was. It's crazy. You wonder if it's like a business thing. Like, will they just come back out in a few years after the kids kind of get settled and stuff?
He
was a talented lead singer.
He doesn't need the band. Like, he probably owns the rights. That's why it's him. But he's got such a big name. It could just be Brendan Urie. You know what I'm saying? You don't have to split the money. It's just... You're famous enough. You've done songs with Taylor Swift. You're good to go, bro. I think he'll be.
It is true.
Fine.
He did have a great career. I mean, regardless, he made enough money. Talented lead singer, by the way. You know, like he was a good,
great voice
frontman.
Great voice.
He was fun. So I'm sure they're going to sell out and do well. I think they did. They were a good draw. They sold out good places. So sad news if you're a big fan of Panic at the Disco. It's just no new music. You still have the old music, so don't worry about that. All right, number nine,
Pete Davidson and Chase Sui Wonders are, I think they've gone official at this point. They were hanging out in Hawaii all over each other. There's photos that have come out of them hanging out on the beach, coming out of the water, snuggling, kissing. So clearly, they are a couple. We were kind of going back and forth whether or not they were because they were just seen out together on numerous occasions, but... This makes it official. Why do we care so much about Pete Davidson's love life? I don't understand.
You know what? So it's funny. This is what happens. So if people don't know, media basically goes on, basically they work with, they have a screen and they're able to look and see who people are clicking on, you know, and they're going to go after stories that people are clicking on. We're going to get into that even more later in our countdown. And for some reason, I've talked to people at different media outlets. People want to see... Who is he going to take next? Who is he going to take down next? Who is he going to date next? So I think there's some obsession like, I want to see who these hot girls that Pete's going to get, because he has an amazing resume of good-looking girls. This girl, I mean, obviously this kiss that we saw was just like the confirmation we needed, but people are, it's not even us. It's just people click on it. That's why people are obsessed with it. They're in Hawaii right now, and we're seeing kissing photos, and they're being photographed pretty much every single day making out in the water.
All right, and they met on set, so there's that.
Good for Pete. I mean, honestly, this girl is, she's very pretty though. She's very like natural looking. Like I kind of dig it. I think it's a good person for Pete because she's not, it's good because
she's not crazy famous, and he's dated so many crazy famous people, and then he's like, he gets shit on.
Yeah. Do you think it was getting gross with him when he was dating two girls that were hot and too famous? Like it was getting weird.
Yeah, but everything about his life is kind of just a little bizarre, but that's why people like him.
Speaking of bizarre, let's get to number 8.
Oh, God. Here we go again. Chelsea Handler says she didn't know she was on that damn drug that I can't say the name of. And did you see in our Facebook group, like, how many people were laughing about us trying to pronounce this stupid weight loss drug?
Yeah.
Ozempic, whatever the hell it is, the new popular one, the diabetes medication being used to lose weight. I really should have actually read their comments on how to properly pronounce it, and I didn't. I just kind of laughed that they were making fun of us, and now I need it because I still don't know how to pronounce it. But she basically said that she was unknowingly taking the drug, and basically using it. Because her doctor gave it to her. She was on the Call Her Daddy podcast, and she told Alex Cooper that there's an anti-aging doctor that just kind of hands it out to everyone, and she didn't even know she was on it. And you know, this is like the new it drug. It's selling out like crazy. People can't get their hands on it. And I'm like, there's people that have type 2 diabetes that legit need it and can't get their hands on it right now.
It's become very trendy, though, to also talk about it. Like, if you go to Daily Mail, there's always a story about the drug. The Today Show this morning was all about the drug. It's just become very newsworthy where people are making it into a bigger deal, and it's become trendy to discuss. But it also, I mean, not to take it away, a lot of people in Hollywood were taking this. I've heard about this drug for months, and it's become very, very, like, hidden. But, again, a lot of people are talking about it, but I guess some people kind of made it more public. In the last 2 weeks, it's been the hot drug everyone's been talking about. Some people are saying there's some stories
out there. What is the drug called? Tell me the name of the drug.
Ozempic.
We're going with that.
Is that how you say it?
I don't know. Why are you asking me? Go ask our the record group.
Yeah. I don't know. But Chelsea Handler, of course, is going to talk about it and said she did it because she's just cool and she's done everything. And I smoke weed. I've done mushrooms. I took ayahuasca twice. So, I mean, that's just what Chelsea Handler does. I'm not really a big... Are you a Chelsea Handler fan?
I'm not a fan. How about that?
I am not... Really, it's tough for me to like her, and I don't dislike her. I'm just like, because she always talks about, like, you know, how hard it was growing up.
I like when people are open. You normally like when people are open and honest and, like,
but I wonder if she's just doing it for clickbait. I wonder if she's doing it for clickbait. I'll tell you one thing. If anybody's from the East Coast, especially New Jersey, she grew up in Livingston, New Jersey, which is one of, like, the wealthiest towns in New Jersey. I sometimes wish I grew up in Livingston. I mean, it must have been so nice. Like, so if you grew up in Livingston, you grew up with, you know, some wealth. And I don't know. She just
doesn't do it for you. All right.
It just becomes too cool for her. I don't know. I'm not into it. And yeah. All right. Number 7.
Lauren Sanchez, who is Jeff Bezos' girlfriend, talked. She did her first interview since they've been in a relationship together. She did her first interview talking about how they're blending the families together and they're essentially like the Brady Bunch. And not only that, she talked about how they met. No one really knew how Jeff and Lauren met because Lauren was the host of, like, Good Day LA out here in LA. I used to know her back in the day. I would do hits with her when I was at TMZ. So I had talked to her quite a bit. And then she was doing Extra. And then it was like, oh my God, she's dating Jeff Bezos and became like a huge name overnight because of her connection with him. But I did not know how they ever met. So she, anyway, she did this interview with WSJ magazine and basically said, you know, on a typical Saturday, they're hanging out, they're having dinner with the kids, which is always fun because you never know what kind of conversations there's that's going to go around with that many kids. She said, we are the Brady Bunch. I want to say she has three. Do you remember their numbers? I think she has three and he has four from previous relationships. And so they have this big blended family.
How was she when you used to know her? Was she cool?
She's awesome.
Was she
awesome? Yeah, she's super cool. So here's the thing. So she was also like the helicopter lady out here in LA. And apparently they met because he hired her to fly a helicopter him somewhere. And they met because she was the one flying the helicopter. Isn't that dope? And now she still is flying the helicopter for the family. Like she'll like pilot it and they'll go places. I don't know. That just seems like such a badass thing. And I bet like, how sexy is that? You get in the helicopter and it's like this hot lady, you know, with her aviators that's just going to fly you around. I can see why he fell for that.
Yeah. I mean, listen, she seems very happy. I've seen her around. They both seem very happy. Mm-hmm. When you see her, she doesn't seem like she doesn't hide, you know, which I appreciate. Like she doesn't like cover her face. Like she just owns it. And she always seems like she's smiling. She doesn't, you know, like,
dude,
you'd
like
her.
She's really cool. She's cool.
Yeah, but she also talked about how she didn't make The View. You see that?
I did, but I'm not like, so she tried out for The View a long time ago, and this was, oh God, ages ago. And I guess that was kind of the moment that like kind of broke her heart because she wanted to be on The View so bad, and she hit it off with Barbara Walters, did not hit it off with Star Jones, who was on the show at the time. And I could see that being a big career derailer. Like you think you're going to land because The View was massive at that time. And for her not to get that spot, I could see how she could probably kind of sink down into some depression thinking I'm not good enough if they don't want me on The View when she was more than qualified to be on that panel.
Yeah. I don't know. Cool person. I like her, though. I dig her. All right. Yep. Number six.
Pamela Anderson says Sylvester Stallone once asked her to be his number one girl. Well, you do have to say, though, Sylvester Stallone is denying this whole thing. So Pam Anderson has kind of been all over the place. She's got this new Netflix documentary called Pamela, A Love Story. She's got her book. It's a thing. It's Love Pamela, and they're all kind of going out at the same time. But during this Netflix documentary, she said that Sylvester once propositioned her by offering her a house and a car. And she said, so wait, if I'm going to be, and I guess the house was like a condo and the car was a Porsche, and he said to be his number one girl. And apparently she said, so if I'm the number one, does that mean there's a number two
girl? Good question.
But apparently she was not into it, and Sylvester is seeing all this play out. And he's like, whoa, whoa, whoa. He is claiming it's not true. And if you remember Tim Allen, she had said that Tim Allen flashed her on the set of Home Improvement back in the day, saying, like, I've seen your private parts. I've seen you naked. Now you can see me naked, and we're even, so let's move forward. And both Tim and Sylvester are denying that these encounters ever happened. But I believe her. I don't think she has anything to lose by airing this stuff out.
Yeah, I mean, Pam's saying a lot of stuff. I think Pam's got a lot of stories in her. I don't think you're going to hear all the stories in the book because she just has so many stories from, I mean, Aaron, she's probably made out. I'm not saying that's me labeling her, but I have to imagine.
Careful, Adam. You walk that line. Do not slut shame Pamela Anderson.
I would never slut. Trust me. I get it. But she just probably has so many stories because she's probably been around and exposed to so much. But, you know, this is a simple, this is the same game plan as every book when it comes out. Let's think of Prince Harry. Let's drop all bunch of bombshells, you know, in places so people buy the book. I love Pam. She was probably Pam was the type of person. I had posters of her in my room. Did you have posters of girls in your room?
Oh, I had.
Or no,
Jenny
were you not allowed that?
Jenny was my gal. I had her in a silver bathing suit with a silver wallet. It was a pretty popular poster. She was my gal.
Yeah, but Pam's dropping a lot of stories this past week, from Sylvester Stallone to the Playboy Mansion. She was in Howard Stern talking about how she showed up to the Playboy Mansion with like jeans and sneakers, and they had outfits for the for girls. Like if you came over, like, yeah, that's really not what you wear here at the Playboy Mansion. We have outfits for you to wear, which I didn't know. They had just outfits for girls when they came there. It was sort of like they would sort of like,
I feel like Pam could have showed up in anything and they would have been like, come on in, lady. Like Pam Anderson.
She also talked about how hard the FX series was when it just was they just did the show on FX with about her and Tommy Lee, and how the tape came out, how it was difficult for her because she had to relive that moment in her life. But this book is definitely interesting. I think in the next week we're going to hear more and more stuff that came from this book.
I mean,
that
there was like
15
articles about Pam and all these different angles that they were talking about. So lots of news going on with Pam right now.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right, number five.
Number five. Should I? I'm actually going to do a 5.5 real fast, just because I feel like we're doing a disservice by not mentioning the Oscar nominations, because that was obviously huge this week, and we are entertainment news. So I'm just going to go through. I'm going to list you off some of the snubs, because that's what people love to hear. You hear about all the people that were obviously nominated in the big categories. But one name that was left off of the Oscar nominations was Tom Cruise, who had arguably one of the biggest movies, not only of his career, but of all time. The movie was freaking awesome. Top Gun Maverick. I don't know why they snubbed Tom Cruise on this. That movie was phenomenal. He did a great job. That one was a very shocking one for me. Taylor Swift got the snub for her song Carolina, where it seemed like that was going to be a shoe-in. I don't know why they did not give her the nomination. Viola Davis for Best Actress in Woman King. That one, I don't know how she didn't get a nomination. Like, that was such a good role. She played an amazing character there. So wild she didn't get it. Olivia Colman for Empire of the Light. That was a shocking one. None of the actresses from Till, the Emmett Till story. Danielle Dayweiler, which again, just shocking. I don't know how they choose or decide that they are going to eliminate someone from the category, considering these people are winning all the different awards. Normally, when you watch the award season, you see them win a SAG and a Golden Globe and all these things, and so you go, okay, they're obviously going to get a nominations, and they didn't, and there are a lot of people upset about that. But Best Picture, people that did get nominated, Top Gun got nominated, Everything Everywhere All at Once got nominated, Avatar, which, I mean, that movie's killing it still, Elvis, Brendan Fraser got nominated for Best Actor, Colin Farrell, Austin Butler. Anyway, I'm not going to go through every name, but there were some big ones in there. I'm excited. I hope Brendan Fraser, I mean, that guy's career. Can you imagine if he gets an Oscar? From Encino Man to getting an Oscar?
I loved Encino Man. Great movie. Here's the thing is, I'm curious what he would say in his speech. I'm curious. He's a unique guy when he speaks. I don't know if he's like, I'm expecting something great from him. I've heard him say some speeches before.
Yeah.
They're not, like, I don't know. Listen, I'm rooting for Brendan Fraser. It'd be great because I loved Encino Man. I just hope he has a great speech.
Yeah.
I really do. I want a speech. I'll be so blown away because the speeches that I've heard him do, he's the best speaker per se, but I want to just be blown away by a really good speech because it is an interesting story. Yeah. With that said, I haven't seen any of these Oscar movies.
Me neither, dude.
I used to love the Oscars.
I don't know how, like, I was looking over the like best supporting actor. I literally don't know a single one of the guys, you know, best supporting actress. I think that's awesome that Angela Bassett was nominated for Wakanda Forever. You just don't normally get action movies in the Oscars. Like, people kind of snub Marvel movies and they like look down on them. But she played an amazing role, Jamie Lee Curtis. All right, let's move on. What are we on? Number five?
Number five, yeah.
Justin Bieber selling his music catalog. This is huge. He just locked down a deal for $200 million. He sold his catalog to Hipgnosis, which is a music company. It's a music rights investment company. They announced it on Tuesday. This is basically the biggest deal for someone his age, at least the largest sale for any artist in Bieber's generation. That's at least according to Billboard and Rolling Stone. You know, other people like Bruce Springsteen has obviously sold for like $550 million, but for him to jump out, that is massive. And I think a lot of people don't understand why artists do this. They're like, why would you get rid of your catalogs? And I think it's like, listen, I'm not going to live forever. And I may not ever see, like, the catalog could be worth $200 million over his lifetime, but he's never going to see all that money. So he's like, I might as well sell it now, continue to make music, and just make more money. It's like when people build up a business and then exit out of the business, you know, it doesn't take away Justin Bieber. He'll still have access to singing his songs and going on tours and all of that kind of stuff. But other people are going to profit, and he profits massively by getting that lump sum now. But you see it all the time. Bob Dylan, Neil Young, Stevie Nicks, Justin Timberlake, Sting, they've all sold, at least recently sold the rights to the royalties. So it's a huge, huge move for him.
Yeah, pretty cool, pretty exciting. Does that include future music or just his current music?
No, that'll just be, I believe it's current, and I could be completely wrong, but I think when you sell your catalog, you sell what's made as of now, and then you can kind of keep going. And maybe he's got a different, again, I don't know the ins and outs of his exact deal, but I believe that's how they do it. It's like you sell off what has been made, and then now you can make more music, and then you could essentially sell that off as well down the road.
He's so rich.
He's so fucking rich.
Good. He's so rich. It's wild how rich he is. All right, moving on to number four.
Number four, Amy Robach and TJ Holmes, their fate at Good Morning America 3, still in jeopardy. A lot of the execs over there just think, like, fire them, get rid of them. But I don't think that they can do that without paying through the roof, because I think you still have to, like, pay them out. And so I think there's a lot of struggling on figuring out what degree of punishment is appropriate for these two. I mean, they've essentially bombed GMA, you know, this huge scandal. I think it has embarrassed the network. It's embarrassed the show. It's embarrassed them. And I think they're just kind of sitting back waiting to hear, like, are we fired or not? Can we go other places? What's going to happen? I don't know who else is going to hire them right now because of this scandal, but it seems like they're very much in love despite all of the scrutiny and all of the craziness surrounding them.
So, like I said earlier in the podcast, news outlets look at a screen and see what stories are people clicking on. Like people click on Pete Davidson, people are obsessed with this story because they're very curious of, like, the inside baseball. And this is a perfect example of inside baseball, because morning TV shows, like these hosts, you know, they have this stigma of living this perfect life, and, you know, their lives are pretty good. But this was some wild stuff, and ABC was caught off guard and embarrassed by this relationship because they didn't know about this. What we do know is that, you know, Amy, this is, so what has come out that Amy was surprised because someone else came forward saying that they had a relationship prior with TJ Holmes. So she was caught off that. Her team almost feels like, from what we're hearing, allegedly, that her team feels like they're getting the short end of the stick because of TJ's actions. Like, he screwed up in the past, and now Amy's kind of getting screwed because of this relationship. But at this point, she has to own the relationship. But right now, they're just trying to figure out the exit plan with them. So she's meeting with her lawyers. The lawyers are talking to ABC, like, okay, how are we going to get paid out? What's the pay structure? Let's just leave. I'm sure there's going to be a non-compete. We're going to pay for the rest of the contract.
After all this, who's hiring them?
It's going to be interesting.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, it's going to be pretty wild. We'll see how this handles. All right, number three, Dex.
Number three, Gisele Bündchen and her trainer, Joaquim Valente, caught riding horses. There's a bunch of photos of them down in Costa Rica on Tuesday. Listen, they look like a couple. They are saying...
Why do they look like a couple?
They're saying it's strictly platonic. I don't know if I'm buying it anymore. I mean, they look like a happy little couple riding horses together. They've spent a lot of time together. You know, he keeps saying, well, I train the kids in, what is it, jiu-jitsu or something like that. But this looks like a romantic little horse ride they're having.
It is interesting. When you say it like that, I really don't know. We haven't seen any photos of them being affectionate with each other. A lot of people are saying that. Now, they haven't really kind of killed the rumor, you know, because there's ways you could really kill it, but they haven't done it. But, like, it's hard to defend, like, who brings their karate instructor on vacation with them because the kids
kids' karate instructor. And then it's like, oh, let's go ride horses, just you and me, no kids.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. Unless these photos are deceiving and the kids are somewhere there, but I don't see. And a lot of the agencies don't like taking pictures of kids anyway, so there is a chance. But I didn't even see kids mentioned in any of the stories either.
Yeah, but they just haven't put out, unless they're just going to say, you know what, screw it, we're just not going to even address it. Mm-hmm. But in some ways, like when there's stuff going on and it's kind of detrimental to the family and they can possibly not, and it's definitely not true, you sort of clear the air and say, look, it's not true. She's single, but she's not dating anybody. Her focus is her children. And they haven't put out like a strong statement.
Yeah. Interesting. You know? We'll see how that unfolds. I also think,
but Tom Brady looks like he's doing pretty well. There's some stories about him dating a young girl. Again, we haven't seen photos of them together. I don't know how the story started that Tom Brady has moved on with some girl, but I don't know. It's interesting.
Well, let's talk about someone that has moved on. How about that?
Yeah, this story is wild. Number two.
Number two, Gerard Piqué going Instagram official with his girlfriend, Clara Chia Marti, I think is how you say her name. This is 7 months after his split from Shakira, and they have been just going super petty with each other. You know, her putting that witch mannequin on her balcony and playing her breakup song so that her mother-in-law, who's her next-door neighbor, could hear it. Him kind of like making fun of her music by showing up to practice in some of the cars that she's claimed he is – or. I don't know how to explain it, but they've both been petty throughout this whole thing. He then went on Instagram, posted him a picture with him and Clara, and it went wild. The internet like basically broke because of this, and I think it's just his way of saying, see, I am moving on. I don't care what Shakira has to say. I'm over it. What was your thoughts?
Yeah, no, this guy is definitely not stepping down. He's owning it, which... some ways I gave him credit. He's like, yeah, you can say we want. Like, yeah, I've moved on. And possibly now she has. Now she should do the same. You know,
ooh, I'm with someone. Ooh, that's a good one. So who would she date then? Who would trump his relationship? Because that's what they always do. We know this happens in Hollywood all the time. One person, you know, there's a big divorce. And then it's like, oh, who is the next person they're going to date so that they could, you know, look better to the public? Who does she date?
So you want her because she is beautiful. You want her to date someone great. You want her to date someone. You want her to date someone who's equally good looking. Unfortunately, because it is a business, I could see her going to date Bad Bunny or someone like that.
You think? I mean, Bad Bunny is huge. He is literally
huge, but he's not a good looking guy.
Singer on the planet right now.
Yeah, but he's ugly. He is so ugly. Come on, Bad Bunny's ugly.
Is Maluma married? Spanish. Is Maluma married? Because that would be a good one.
I don't know. He's a better looking guy. So I could see her going after those people because it's good for the career. And it's kind of like a good fuck you to him. You know, it's sort of like that moving on to someone good.
Or you get with like the next upcoming soccer superstar. Like, again, I don't know if Mbappe is with someone, and I apologize if he is. But like getting with Mbappe, like that would break the internet because you're now with the like younger, like super good, talented soccer star. And Gerard is a really good soccer player. But you know what I'm saying? Like that, I feel like would just be like a little dagger to the back.
Just don't go with Pete Davidson. Just don't do it. You know, that's the best thing to do.
Serious.
All right, Dex, the number one story of the week.
Number one story of the week is Paris Hilton is a mom. what? Like, where did this come from? I was totally caught off guard when I saw her announcement with a little baby hand saying that they were proud to announce the birth of their child. It looks like she had the baby via surrogate and this little baby boy. We do not know the name as of yet, or at least as of the recording of this episode. But people were going nuts online. A lot of her friends wishing her congratulations. Kris Jenner said congratulations. Chrissy Teigen, Lindsay Lohan, Kim Kardashian, Naomi Campbell. Like, everyone was coming out to wish Paris Hilton congratulations, and very excited. I know that she had some IVF struggles for some time, saying that she even went to Kim Kardashian asking for some help and saying who could I use, and it seems like maybe IVF just didn't work either, so they decided to go via surrogate, which, good for them, you know. It's awesome. I think deserves to be Paris, a parent if they want to be
sounds
one.
Sounds weird to say, but I think Paris is gonna be a great mom.
I think so too. I think, you know, I think she's proven that she is more than just like the party girl, you know?
She definitely has. Paris is awesome. You know, again, I've met Paris a bunch of times. She's such a nice person. She's so cool. You know, I just think she's going to be like a good mom. Like, it's kind of nice to see her. I'm not going to say she, like, it's weird to say, oh, it's cool, Paris growing up. It's like, no, I'm just happy for her. You know, yep. It's something that obviously means a lot to her. She's happy. She's with Carter. They have a good thing going on. I'm happy for her.
And I just want to say congrats, Paris, but more importantly, congrats to us, Adam.
Why is that?
Because next week we have Tara motherfucking Reed coming on the podcast. Yeah,
pretty
boy.
Exciting.
Tara has officially said yes. We have her coming on, you guys. I'm so excited. I hope you all tune in next Wednesday for our interview, our sit down with Tara Reed, which I cannot wait for. I'm so freaking excited.
Yes, I am so excited to talk to Tara Reed. As you guys know, we've been trying to get Tara for a long time. She was like our bucket list celebrity, like the person we always wanted to talk to, just because I have so many questions. I'm just so interested in her. I'm fascinated.
Her and Tori Spelling, but Tara is just this top of the list for us.
Yeah, by the way, I was with Tori Spelling the other day, and we'll talk about it another time. Look on the Facebook group,
Off
the
Record. You
better
get her on the podcast, bro. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah, check out Off the Record. I posted my photo with me and Tori Spelling. Off the Record is our Facebook group where we kind of talk to you guys. You guys talk to each other. It's a really cool Hollywood community. We're also on Instagram at HollyRawPod. We're also on TikTok. We're on Twitter. We're on it all, guys. We're social media people. That's what we do.
And please
leave a review.
Take some time.
Find
yes,
me at Adam Glenn. Yeah,
leave that review. We need it. If you guys like these episodes, people love the Raw Rundowns, please just go tell us about it. Go to iTunes, go to the bottom, leave that review so we can give you a little shout out at the beginning of each show. And it means a lot to us, so thank you.
Yes, and with that said, have a good night, guys.
A Huda Media Production.